This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. And don't forget about the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree up and running right now. Go to alice1059.com. Click over to the contest page. You'll see stories there. Families struggling just a bit. Got kids, need toys. You can adopt. All you got to do is go to our website and get the information.
Yeah.
Whoop. Hang on a second. There you go. Caught me off guard.
Anyway, yeah, and so go on there. I love it because it really just, especially if you're like me, like an empty nester, it's just fun to go and buy kids all these toys and, you know, just get you in the Christmas spirit. It really
does. Yeah, it does. All right, speaking of Christmas, now I feel like that this morning we brought this up a couple of times, and I feel like when people see Officer Shane out, they're going to say something to him, okay? So let's try to clear this up just a bit, okay?
We don't want you to be mean to Officer Shane. He's just doing his job.
Doing his job, yeah, Jamie. Yeah. I couldn't have said it any better. He's just doing his job.
I'm sure Darren Weekly has put him up to it.
That Darren Weekly, now he's a Scrooge, okay? But listen.
We love him.
They're just doing their job. But you know what happened? They had this story about these lights on cars. Here's what happened, in my opinion, okay? I don't know for sure, obviously. But they had this story that the TV stations had seen the cars out there. Because even Jamie mentioned off air yesterday to us, hey, have you guys been seeing these cars with Christmas lights?
Uh-huh. I mean, covered in Christmas lights.
And all of us did. And all of us said, yeah, I've been seeing them. Well, somehow it's popped up in the news. And so they decided to check with the police department in Douglas County and say, hey, we want to do a story.
Yeah.
We want to do a story on this. And we want to know if it's dangerous to have these lights. Well, obviously the police don't want you to put any kind of lights on your car. It's a little distracting for traffic, and you could see their point. I just see them coming in with a camera to do this interview. And Officer Shane, he said, hey, I'll do it, because he wants to be on TV. You know what I mean?
But we have no idea if this happened.
No, we don't. I'm just making it up, Jamie, but here's
what
I'm
just telling everybody else.
Or maybe, what's the sheriff's name again?
Darren Weekly.
Maybe he said, hey, Shane, come here, buddy.
I got a job for you.
Yeah, maybe he threw him under the bus. We don't really know.
You're a looker. Let's put you on TV.
Yeah, there you go. Thinking nothing about it. All right, let me play you the interview because, you see, it comes across as a Scrooge, okay? Like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Because I love those cars.
Because we were bragging about the cars and how beautiful they look.
I
and
love them.
People take the time to do it. And I was asking Jamie yesterday, how do they wire those things?
I don't even know.
I don't get this, you know. All this going on here in the studio. And then this story comes out yesterday.
Down in Douglas County,
we want you to be festive. But save it for your tree.
Deputies like Shane Belzy are educating drivers on the road and via social media. Two times over the past week, Dougco deputies have pulled over vehicles to educate drivers.
They've pulled them over.
Don't need to learn.
I do think it adds a level of danger for drivers.
That's Shane, by the way, right there. A level of danger. Shane doesn't mean this. He doesn't.
Christmas lights on top of that, we're running the risk of blocking out our blinkers.
No, we're not, Shane.
It's
Shane.
The only thing that blinks. It's your blinker.
Yeah. Take it all back, please.
We're blocking out other vehicles on the roadway, which we might not see headlights anymore.
Education over enforcement.
I wonder, after the interview was over, if Sheriff Weekly went off into a corner going, boy, that shade he fell for, blood and sinker. He's going to catch so much heat. Oh, Merry Christmas.
And now Shane went home and he probably has a wife and kids, and they're all like, Dad, you look like a Grinch.
What are you doing?
Oh, Dad. Yeah, Dad, you real came off. Nice. So, I got to hear the rest of this.
If we just run with the lights we're supposed to have on our cars, we're limiting the roadway.
Oh, shut up, Shane.
This poor guy.
He's going to catch so much heat.
He's just such an amazing human.
He probably quit.
Jamie, we started this break saying we wanted to clear this up. We've made it worse. Shade. Oh, well. Oh, we tried. We tried.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.